I left off with a kasha and a taisus. So let's just back up a little bit. The Gemara introduced a svara in the Gemara that we did last week on Memzayin and Mevez. The Gemara says, the Mishnah was talking about having an animal that enters into someone else's rishus, berishus, or shalei berishus. So the Gemara says, what happened over here? Michlis Bereshus, Balachot Zechayev. Hichnis Peirosa. What happens if he's a person's mouth is Peiros into the Chotzer Balavai Shalavashus? Velchosan Beimosan Shalavai is Potter. Vimhuzku Behen Balapeiros Chayev. If he gets damaged with it, Balapeiros is Chayev. So the Gemara's Medayik Loishanu Elishahuchluku Behen. Only if he slipped. But what? If he ate it, aval ochla, if the animal of the balabais, even though Rabbi Yisrael, remember, it's shalai bereshus. Still what? Zok to Gemara, I, the balapiris that was machnas the piris, shalai bereshus, I'm potter. My taima, Gemara introduces a brand new svara. Dahavale shalai seichel. I can't hold back from saying this, Rabbi Yisrael. So there's a svara in the Gemara of havale shalai seichel. So let's just go on for a second. Havale shalai seichel. So the Gemara challenges, the Gemara goes on to say, is this really true that I can say to a person, it's your fault, stop overeating. Why is your animal eating? I didn't put a davar mazik there. It would have a lay, it should have been for you to teach your animal shalai toicho. A chiddush in the Gemara. That such a svara exists. But you'll see Rabbi say how unbelievable the shaila is that it comes up. Listen to this. So what does the Gemara say? So then the Gemara quotes a brisa about poison. The Sanya, next line, third or one lines. Hanoisin Samamovas Lefne Beimos Chaveiro Potrim Dine Adam Chayev Dine Shemayim. A person puts poison in front of the Beim of his friend. He's Potrim Dine Adam. Bezdin cannot force money out of my property, but Dine Shemayim I still have to pay. Fine. Samamovas Udaloy Avid Dalachla. So the Gemara is asking a shaila that what? The Gemara is saying what? Samamovas poison because that's not a normal thing to eat. But something that is edible, so what? Then I'm even probably chayiv b'dinei adam. Because, of course, an animal is going to eat anything that's delicious to them, right? Unlike you guys who didn't eat the Shabbos. There's so much leftovers. I don't know what happened to you guys. Well, if your svar is right, you should say, so then what? So why don't you say it also here by food? Amrei, who adin da'afilu peiros nami pot? You're right. The brisa wasn't excluding food. It was just quoted poison. Why? The chiddush is that what? Poison, you would have thought this svara is so good that you don't eat it, that even midinei shamayim you're not going to be chayev kamashmal on the brisa. No, midinei shamayim, you put some poison there, even though it's not a usual classic thing that's eaten, you have to pay midinei shamayim. V'iba yisema, and this is what we left off last week, right? V'iba yisema, another answer. Samamoves, the case of samamoves in the brisa was peiros. Nami ba'afrazosa dahainu peiri. It was certain poisonous fruits, like what? Like the berries on the bushes. That those berries, you know, there's certain poisonous berries. I don't know if they have them in England. They have it here. There's certain, you can't just pluck berries, everybody say. It's dangerous. Certain berries are poisonous. Right? No? Which ones?
Poisonous
ones. Exactly. So, we'll call them afrazarsa. So, the afrazarsa, the poisonous berries, so that was the case of the brisa. So, it was really including things that look edible. Right? Zoktaisis, so I left off with a kasha last week. Zoktaisis, a small taisis about Farzarsa. Behold, the lo ashmina bishar peiris. Fractaisis, why doesn't the good brisa say this din if it's true that there's a svara of, I can tell the bala behema, have a lo shlo sochal, he should have not eaten. Why are you eating? Why are you letting him eat whatever he wants? He should know that he has to have limitations. Don't just get into, just allow him to eat whatever he wants. Have a lo shlo sochal, it's not my obligation. From the food, so why? If the svar is true, so treat it by edible food. L'rabusa naket sabamavis. No, there's a chiddush rabusa when it comes to poison. Why? Listen, Afal pisha isavud legamrei mina oilam. Yilohachi potter medinei adam. But say this. I left off with a kasha with you guys. Explain to me this tesis, and no one explained to me this tesis. We said, what was the chiddush? There's an added chiddush when it comes to poison, even though the emes is that you're potter midine adam, even by edible food, non-poisonous food. Why did the Brisa specifically choose fruit that was poisonous? Because I would have had a hava mina that fruit that's poisonous is what? Is chayiv? Why? Is chayiv? Why? What? Because it's like knives. This item has no value. When I put this down, is it like putting innocent fruits there? No. This is avudah min ha'olam. This has no value on a market. And the market value, this is not, this has no value. It's avudah min ha'olam. So now, it's not like regular fruits that I should say, oh, it's an innocent thing, avudah min ha'olam. No, you put a davar amazik there. So I would have thought, I have amina that what? Maybe poisonous fruits are different, that I should be chayiv. No. So therefore, the Braisa wanted to say, even something that's avudah min ha'olam, that's like knives, and it's not even in the category of fruits anymore, so that is something that's going to be chayiv. Rabbeisai, that's the end of the Gemara. Havalei shaloisai. There was an unbelievable shaila that's discussed by a few different paiskim, Rabbeisai. The Geshmaka Shaila. Okay? Different Svarim discuss this. I'm sure Rabbi Zilberman has this in his Sefer. You know the Rabbi Zilberman Sefer that people like, you know, with all the interesting Shailas? I'm sure that this is in there, but this was discussed with Rabbi Chaim Kanievsky as well. Rabbi Isai, someone breaks into your house. Okay? And you know that he's going to break into your house. Okay? Or, I believe, the first time I heard such a shaila, it was actually very similar to the Gemara. There's a bully in school. There's a bully in school, Isaac. So what do? A bully in school, he steals the kids' lunch every day. So what do you do if you're smart? You put poison inside the sandwich. Who's chayav? Rabbi Isai, who's chayav? Or let's say someone's breaking into my house. Right now there's a ladder. Exactly. Right now there's a ladder that's coming down from the attic to the downstairs. If he doesn't have that ladder, he's gonna jump and he's gonna crack his neck. I remove the ladder. So do you say I'm working in my own property? I'm doing my own thing. He shouldn't have entered here in the first place. It's his problem.
Not a
roid. But he's not a roid. Right now he's not a roid. He's a great man.
When someone robbing your house, and you don't know if they don't have a gun, you know the guy, the bully's not going to kill you.
You're saying like above the Machteris, like what Judah's saying, that he's automatically a roid, so therefore he's going to kill him. Okay, that's a good point. That's another factor, that if he's a roid, then you're allowed to kill him. But let's say you know he's not. Let's say you know it's just a robber.
Why okay? Would he be chayav?
What?
Why would he be chayav?
The balabais?
Yeah.
Because he messed him over.
It's his property. Like, he can do whatever he wants.
So maybe you're right. This is an open question. I think that's what Chaim said. It's my property. I can do what I want on my own property. Even though you know you're only doing it to make sure that this guy dies.
Yeah, it's also easier to build a guard around the roof so people don't fall off. So even in this case, if somebody's going to your house to rob you.
Right. So you're saying there's a market. Okay. Good. So, but that doesn't necessarily make me chayav or whatever.
No, you have to make your house safe.
You were violated probably a lot. Fine, that's tamaza. People should. But let's say no one ever goes to the gag.
I'm not saying just the gag did. I'm saying moving it over to the.
Let's say it's a gag that no one goes to. Only burglars. I never go up to my attic. I don't have to necessarily put a maka if no one goes to. It's not walk. It's not. So you have a apartment building in Yerushalayim, and no one uses the roof. So then it's not Los Osundam Mesechov. No one goes there. But Rabbi said, this is Mamish Ar Shaila, is the poison in the sandwich. Can you say a svara of Havali Shalotocha? Adarabi, you're an Avargan, you stole it. So maybe I have the right to now put the poison in my sandwich. Or do you say, no, I'm still going to be chayav with Dinei Shamayim? Because the Gemara says Havalu Shalotochal can't work on a level of Dinei Shamayim. But what's the difference between Rabbi Chaim Kanievsky's case, or the case of the sandwich, and the case of the Gemara, what do you say? What? No, not only that.
There's also a car.
No.
It's like different. It's one is the guy who's putting the poison is trying to say it wasn't his fault, but he put the poison as opposed to the other case. As opposed to the other case where there's one guy who's completely harmless and you're just defending yourself from a bully or someone else.
What's
it matter? It's defense.
Yeah. Case of the poison.
What's the other person?
I like what Avi said also. One, I'm putting in the Gemara's case, I'm putting stuff in someone else's rishus. Over here, I'm dealing with my own sandwich. Maybe one could be mechalik and say, no, it's my sandwich, I can put in whatever I want, even though I know I'm doing it only for him.
You wouldn't eat that.
What?
You wouldn't eat the sandwich.
Okay, so I'm now making so you want to slap on that I'm over Baltashkas? Fine. Give it.
Money ducks too.
I'll take it. As long as this bully dies, I'll take it. But Rabbi said that's a shaila. So would you say avalish l'tochel? This is an open question. But Rabbi say the Gemara that talks closest to such a topic of this bully issue is our Gemara of avalish l'tochel by the poison. It's all in Shas. Chazanish says the answer to every single question in halacha is somewhere found in Shas. You just got to find it. You got to make sure to do all the Gemaras. Vayter Rabbi said.
Wait, what is Tosfos called? What is Tosfos called?
Now, Tosfos was just saying a chiddush in why the Gemara taught it specifically by poison, that you would have thought you would have been chayv dinei adam, the kamash one that you're potter with dinei adam. So there is, at the end of the day, even by poison, the Gemara sticks with the halacha that habalu the shalot tochal works with poison. We're discussing what's going to be the din of the dinei shamayim. Could you be mechalik from our Gemara and that Gemara? Fascinating shaila.
What's the halacha though, then? Because like yourself. Someone's stealing my shampoo, and I thought about putting nair in my shampoo.
What?
Someone's
stealing
my shampoo in the dorm.
I was thinking
about putting nair inside.
What's nair?
There's this hair
that
burns off your hair.
Do you leave
my
your shampoo in the bathroom?
Yeah, windows. In the cubbies.
Yeah. I don't think that's even comparable to our situation. He doesn't. I don't think he realizes he's stealing your shampoo. He might think he's taking his own shampoo.
Why would you leave your shampoo in the bathroom? Put your name on it. Put it back in your room.
Okay, whatever. Put your name on it.
I'm very confused. Why would you ever leave your shampoo in a public?
Well, it's an interesting question. What he's asking. Weiter, Meise. Ha'isha shenichnas alitchein chit tenetz abal abayis. A woman that goes in to grind her wheat by the bal abayis. She labor shus. She did it without rishus. And the behemah of the balabais ate her chitim before she got a chance to grind it. Potter, the balabais is potter. You shouldn't have been machnas into my rishos without permission. Imhusku chayevis. But if the animal got damaged and slipped on the chitim, then she's chayevis. Vamai. Neima havaleish leitoichal. Why doesn't she say, why don't you have to pay? Your animal shouldn't have eaten my stuff, and therefore you have to pay for my stuff. Says the Gemara, Amri, umi adifa mi masnisin, and why is this any better than the Mishnah? The Mishnah itself, we just said a second ago, du kimna shohuchluka behen, that we said specifically that they slipped on it, the person who's machna shalob rishus is chayev, udekarilach my karilay. So what's the Gemara saying? So umi adifa mi masnisin, and therefore what? Udikaraloch my karloi. Mocha bishlam masnisin k'tani imhusku behen shohuchluchu behen hu aval hacha k'tani imhusku v'loi k'tani bohen achilu udiktani. What's the Gemara saying? Why are you asking specifically from this Braisa, this Mesia, Isha Shetnichlis Aletchoin, right? Why don't you ask from the Mishnah itself? So what did the Gemara say? The Mishnah said what? That we were Medayik Shehuchlugu Bohen, which means plural, means you were, the Mishnah was saying that what? You were affected by, the case was you were affected by all the fruits. It means you slipped on many. Right? But it wasn't an achila case. But here it's just general. There was damage. So there was damage and not bahen with all of them. So that means also, that means also achila. So it's achila udiktani. So it's a case of achila. So the other man, the Amr, said, no, it's no different than the Mishnah. Tashma, so what's the answer to the Kasha? Ichdeh shara l'chotzer balabayis, shalo bershos, v'achol chitin, v'hit rezumeis potter. If a person was machdes chitin into the balabayis, shalo bershos, and the guy slipped on it, v'mechdes bershos balachotzer chayef, v'amai havalei shalo yoichal, but what's that? No, sorry, he became sick from eating it. So the Gemara answers, well, on whatever you have kashas from, what happened to the Svara of Havalei Shalei Toichal? Amarav, Bershus, Ashalei, Bershus, Karamis. Bershus, Rava says the Dover Pashit. Bershus, Shmira, Shoiber, Kiva, Alof. Achila, Chonek, Esatzva. The Balabayis, what? Says, I'm being makabel rishus, that what? That I'm going to be shomer your shore. But what? But other aspects, I'm not going to be makabel. So again, the Gemara says like this, Tashma, let's read this Gemara again. Hichnis shor lechotzer balabais. You machlis your shor into the chotzer balabais lebrishus. V'achol chitin v'hitrei v'meis. And then the animal ate things and died. So then you're going to be bothered. V'hichnis b'rishus balachotzer chay. But if he was machlis b'rishus, it's chotzer chay. V'amai. Why, if he was machlis b'rishus, is he chayiv? V'amai havelish lo... I'm lost over here. Someone help me out over here. Amai havelei shalo yoichal, amar rabbi b'rishus ha-shalei b'rishus karamis, b'rishus shmir ha-shani kumi alav, v'afilu chanek esatz. Nachmo. Meis ve'ishu nechaz l'b'chim ha-chitim ha-matzim ha-balabai, shalei b'rishus, v'achol tzimeh ha-dush ha-balabai, v'atrim hizku, chayavet, v'amai neim havelei shalei teichal. Amar yom yom yidri, v'am masis nekim l'shuk l'ubayin, v'tkar l'ch ma'kar l'ay.
Tashma.
So the Gemara brings a raya. Hichnis shor lechotzer balabayis, shaloi brishus. A person was machnis shor lechotzer balabayis, shaloi brishus va'achol chitin. Hitris umeis. Pot of im hichnis brishus balachotzer chayif. The Balashor was Machnis. The Balashor was Machnis. That's the case. Balashor was Machnis, and then his Shor ate, and his Ashor died. So as long as he was Machnis Bershus, the Balachotzer is Chayiv. So Frek the Gemara Kasha, why is he Chayiv? Shouldn't the Balachotzer say back to the Balashor, Havalei Shaloi Toicha? Your shore shouldn't have eaten the fruits there, and it shouldn't have overeaten, and therefore it died. It's your achrayis that it died. So why Bershus is the Balachotzer Chayiv? That's the Gemara's kasha. What happened to the Svara of Havalei Shaloi Toicha? Zok the Gemara, what's the kasha? It's a case of Rishus, says Rava. Once it's a case of Rishus, so the Balachotzer was Mekabel, every single Nezek that happens to this shore, including Achilles Paris. So says Rava, Amar Rava, Rishus Ashalei Rishus Karamis, you're contradicting a case of Rishus and not Rishus. Rishus Shmir Ashober Kibol of Afilu Chanek Asatmo, even if he's going to take a rope and strangle himself. Whatever's going to cause a Nezek to the shore, the Balachotzer is Mekabel when he gives him Rishus. So therefore, it's not a Kasha. So that's what the Gemara says, but in a chanami, havalei shalei toichal would be a good svara, but in a case of Rishus, the Balachotzer has to even watch him from Achilles Peris, and the svara of havalei shalei toichal does not apply. Havalei shalei toichal is only a case where the Balashor could be potter if the Balachotzer shore ate and he shouldn't have eaten. Yeah, Isaac.
Wait, this is a shore that went into someone else's property?
And ate their fruits, overate, and died.
And it's
there. And it was Rishus. There was permission.
Oh, there was permission.
So the Gemara says, that's the answer. Since there was permission, so the Balachotzer should have guarded him even from that. So that we don't apply. In the case of Rishus, we don't apply the Svara of Havalei Shelo Teicha.
If it was not permission, it would be different?
If it was not permission, so then the Gemara wouldn't have made out a question.
But that's the Gemara says. That's the first case. No, it says he's Pater.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. But the Gemara is asking why, in the case of Rishus, what happened to the Svara of Havalei Shelo Teicha that we've been working with? Mara says Havalei Shelo Teicha doesn't apply when he accepted Shmira. So we view it as it applied to the Shmira. What?
The poisonous fruits?
What?
Say
no, this is not poisonous. This is just...
Oh, regular fruit.
Yeah, but what? Yeah, so then what?
There's no purpose for the poisonous
fruits. Kosher came to think the Kabbalah Chutz would be chai, it was poisonous fruits.
No, I'm saying, like, say, even if, let's say there was no permission and he walked in and ate poisonous fruits.
From Kabbalah Chutz?
Why is the guy with poisonous fruits in the first place?
I don't know, he wants poisonous fruits.
Oh.
Yeah.
In the case where it's the shore entering without Rishus, why don't we say that the Baal HaShor is Chayiv? Because he has a lot. It's his fault that the shore overate, and now the Baal HaChatzer has a loss.
Again, whose shore died?
The Baal HaPer, the Baal.
The Gemara's case is a shore walked in, and then he ate the Chatzer's fruits. You have to split between the shore and the fruits. But what's your case?
Oh, I'm thinking it's going to take
some time. Does he have to pay also for the fruits?
If what?
If his shore dies, because he stole fruits.
The shore ate his fruits and died.
Not if the Baal HaChatzer was Mekabel Rishus.
What if he wasn't?
No, let's say he wasn't.
He was Shalob Rishus.
Yeah.
And the
shore died.
And the shore walks in and he ate fruits. And the Baal HaChatzer is potter from the shore.
Yeah, but
you want to know, is the Bala
Shore
Shore chayv to pay him the fruits?
Why wouldn't he be?
Right. So Lechora, you'd have to pay because he's saving money that he doesn't have to pay for food that night. Lechora, I would think so, yeah. 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 So that's the Gemara Vayter, Yibayilu. Gemara has a suffix. Hecha de kibla la natronisa. When a person is mekabel natronisa, meaning I gave you rishus and therefore I'm going to be mekabel shmira, right? Which is what the Gemara discussed earlier. There's an implicit, according to Rabbanan, there's an implicit kabbalah shmira by giving you rishus to be in my property, right? That's natronisa is shmira. Sammy, you had a question?
No, that's fine.
Okay. Says the Gemara, what is the nature of that shmira? The nafshehu de kabbalale? I'm being shomer you that I and my stuff is not going to damage you? Odilma afilu natronisa de alma. Even other factors, external factors, kabbalale as well. What's the din? Let's say, I don't know, another shore from another person's property comes in and breaks in and gores you. Do I have to protect you from that as well? Or I say, no, that's his fault. It's not my fault. What happens if we have a third party that now gets involved in this situation? Is that part of my Kabbalah Sashmir or not?
You're
the Gemara wants to know.
What? You're considered a Shomer in this case?
And that's on Natrisa, but so what's the extent of your Shmira? No, I could say. I have the ability to accept Shmira to the extent that I want to stipulate. So if I say, yeah, I'll guard your stuff from stuff that's in my property, but I can't guard you from everything in the world. So that's the Gemara's kasha. What is the nature of the shmir?
But regardless of when the guy's shore who came in, the guy who's shore came into your field and
why shouldn't he have to pay?
Yeah.
Good. Excellent. That's Taisa's kasha. Good. We get that. Ibailu, hech de kabalale natrisa mao de nafshiu de kibale. Oidilma afilu natrisa de alma kabalale. Toshma, the Gemara brings it right. The sonny review of our simen ben ezekin de bekarna. What happens if there was what? Nezikin de bekarna. What's the zikin de bekarna, Rabbi Yisai? Karen.
Goring, yeah.
Nezikin de bekarna. Hechnech beirus. Hechnes peiros of the chotzer balabayas shalom rishos. Person was machnis his peiros into the chotzer balabayas shalom rishos. Uba shor mimako macher va'achlon. And another shore came in and ate it. V'mhichnes b'rishos chayiv. And if he was machnes b'rishos, he's chayiv. Right? So the Gemara talks about a case not of Karen yet. So the Gemara starts off with the din of Shane. Now what happened? Person was machnes perusav into the chutz of the balabais without permission. I put my fruits there. Good? Ubashor mimakom acher, and a third shore came in, what? Without permission. Va'achlan, and he ate it. Potter. So then, who's potter? Everybody say, who's potter?
The
Balachotzer is potter. V'mhichnis bershus. But if you had permission, so now I'm chayev. So says the Gemara, Sammy, listen to this. Man potter, man chayev. Lav potter balachotzer, isn't it what Sammy said? That we're saying without rishos the balachotzer is chayiv, and with rishos the balachotzer, without rishos the balachotzer is potter, with rishos the balachotzer is chayiv. So that would be an answer to our question. When I'm mekabel rishos, when I give rishos, I grant rishos, then I'm obviously taking into account also nezek from an external factor, from another shore, from a third party, and that's poshut ar safek. So Gemara says, no, you're reading the Braisa wrong. Amrei lo, potter balashor v'chayev balashor. What? Gemara says, no, potter and chayev, depending on whether you're mekabel rishus or not, is now what? Whether or not the third party is chayev u'potter. Right? V'balashor, but if it's the third party, Rabbi would say, what's problematic? What can't you understand in the Braisa? My rishus, my shalei rishus. What should my rishus from the Baal HaChotzer, which has nothing to do with a shore, I have Paris, he has a Chotzer, I was either Machnas Bershus or Shaloi Bershus, what should that affect a third party shore? Whether I was Mekabel Bershus or not? Good Kasher of Isai? How could you say that that's Pshat in the Gemara? That it depends if you got rishus, whether or not the Baal HaShore is going to be Chai. My rishus, my shalei rishus ika. I'm raised up to Gemara Givaldik. Birshus, no. Listen to this. You could have a virtual halachic rishus. How could I have a different rishus if it's not my property? My rishus, havilei shein birshus hanizak. B'shein birshus hanizak chayeves. Shalei birshus, havilei shein birshus harabim. B'shein birshus harabim ptura. Zok the Gemara, alumdish answer. What's the answer, Rabbi Yisai? No, Rishus and Shalei Rishus also makes a difference in this situation. Why? Because what's the Nezek we're talking about? Which one of the Dalet of us, Zikana, are we talking about right now? Shane. We're talking about Shane. What's the halacha when it comes to Shane, Rabbi Yisai? Shane is Chayav or Potter and where? Rishus HaRabim is Chayav or Potter? Potter. Shane is not Chayav. If you put your proper roots in the Rishus HaRabim, that's your fault. Guy's going to, it's normal for an animal to eat in the Rishus HaRabim. Starts going into your backyard and starts nibbling off the bushes, that's Shein Birshus Hanizak, that's Chayav. So what do you mean? This is an Rishus HaYachid. Everyone knows this is an Rishus HaYachid. He came into the Baal HaChotzer's Rishus. Yeah, but from the vantage point of the Baal HaPeiros, what is it? What? It's in the Rishus HaNizak? Only if what? Only if he had Rishus. Says Rashi, if I got Rishus, now it's as if that property and that area of the bushels, of the peiros, is now owned by me, that it's now going to be considered Rishus HaNizak to be Mechayev Shein. Shmaka Teretz. Havlashem Bechitzar Nizek Zog Rashi, Tekev the Yoiv Le Bala Chotzer Rishusa Le Yilule, Duchte Akne Le Begavne Vahav Le Chotzer Nizek. Ay, Chotzer Ashutvin De Potter Ba, but we know the din is Chotzer Ashutvin is Potter for Shein Veregel. If you have partners, they're going to be pottery for each other. Hani Mili Meshutav L'Chavrin. That's talking about one Shutav that damages his other Shutav. That's not considered Rishus Haniza. But if I give you Rishus and a third party damages you, that's considered your Chotzer Hanizak that you're going to be potter. Rabbi Isai, the Rif says the reason why Shein Rishus HaRabim is potter is because what? Is because it's Urche. Normal for an animal to eat that. But Shein Rishus Hanizak is lav urche. Everyone with me? That's what he explains. Good.
Is lav urche on the animal's part.
Yeah.
Why? Why is that? Why?
No, or the bala. Nothing normal for an animal, but the guardian. The guardian. That's lav urche. Every have to chayv. So Rabbi said, listen, urche you're putter from damages if that's normal. Because I as a person that guards my property have to watch out for things that are normal to be damaged. But Rabbi said, "Frektor b'chanan lasim in a bam kasha on the rift from this gemara." Listen to this bam kasha. He says, "One second, your shaloi b'rishus. It's still not normal for the animal to go into the backyard and start nibbling. So why is that tantamount to shein b'rishus harab? Everyone hear the kasha? If the rift holds that the distinction between rishus harabim and rishus hayachid, rishus hanizek and rishus harabim for shein." Is dependent on what's normal and what's not normal. So this case becomes very problematic. Because yes, I didn't have Rishus. So it's not considered Rishus HaNizak. Because it's not my own private property. I was machnis by Paris against without permission. Yet what? It's still not Urche for this third party, this animal, to break into the house and start nibbling from the bush. So it should still be chayev, even though it's tantamount to shein b'rishus harabim. That's the bam kasha of Rabbi Chanan from this gemara on the Rif. If you say shein b'rishus harabim versus shein b'rishus haniza is all a function of urche and lav urche, then in the case where I didn't have rishus, but I placed it in someone else's private property, so I shouldn't have been chayev. I shouldn't have been, the guy should still be chayev. Okay, Kali, before I ask, I just want you to see Tosfos asked your kasha from before. My lav, the bottom toys on Mem Zainam Abiz, my lav, Potter Balachotzer, Vachayev Balachotzer, Vim Toymar Frektoisis, Vyelech Vyitami Balashor. Toysis asks, Kalev's Kasha. Go to the third party and collect. Because he for sure damaged. Says Toysis, Yishlamer Gondahu Shor Abishal Cheresh Shaita Vekot. What's the case? Kalev has to be a Nukimta, where the animal, the owner of the animal that damaged, is a cherish de bekatan the lav ne tashlumin inu and I can't collect from him. Inami zayit mi balachotzer or balachotzer yit mi balashor. Or this is the seder advarim. We want to know: can I first go to the balachotzer? I'm right now in the same town of the balachotzer. Can I take him to a din Torah and then let the balachotzer go to the shore afterwards? If he can get his reimbursement from that guy. So Tosfos works on Kalev's kasha and adds two kimtas to the case, but. To this, depending on whether or not ultimately the Balashor, the third party, will ultimately have to reimburse it. Yeah, Vaitan. Shine.
I don't understand. If something is orche for an animal, shouldn't the owner be more weary and have to watch better because he knows that his animal is going to do this damage?
Or you could also say the Balaperis should realize that he's negligent by putting his fruits in Rishus HaRabim, where it's very normal for animals to walk around.
That's the answer for the.
So that the Balashor will say, no, everyone knows in the public park we let our wild animals walk free, and it's his fault, it's his negligence that he put it in public property.
Let's say you could answer a Lachan also, can't you? You could say the owner put his fruit into someone else's rishus with no assumed shmirah on it, so he can't expect another animal.
That's if you're learning with assumed shmirah. But says Rabbi Chanan, if everything is based on Urche and Lav Urche, this still is Lav Urche. Did not answer the question. Rabbi Chanan says, I have no problem understanding the Gemara. It's only the Rif's addition to the Gemara that I have a problem with. Rabbi Chanan understands the Gemara. Rashi has a beautiful pshat in the Gemara. He says once you start differentiating between Shein versus Anizak and Shein versus Harabin based on Orche and Lav Orche, now I don't understand the Gemara.
I wonder if the case changes based off, like the halakhic actual case changes based off.
What does the halakha case mean? The Rif's explanation doesn't exist?
Yeah.
No, that's not true. The Rif said this is the pshat and chain.
Well, I'm saying that the Orfei, it's going to change the Rishu Mayu Rishu Zuma. Meaning Rishu is going to halakhically change the status of what's going on.
But is this Lav Orche?
I mean, the Rif will say that Orfei changes based on the fact that...
But that's not true. It's still Lav Orche.
The Rif could say that the Rishu
is... I understand. Now, Eric, Orche and Lav Orche is a svara. It's Lav Orche for an animal to break into a property, whether it's yours or not.
I was going to say the whole pshat with the Or Chaim and the animals not doing anything based on what Hashem says. So then you can say that with Yosef and the boar.
What?
That an animal's not going to do something unless it's from Hashem, so because it doesn't have Babakira.
So therefore what?
That's within the pit. So therefore, with Rishus or not, Hashem, you're not going to do anything here based off the fact of what. And well, does so if it's Orche or not Orche, it's going to change based on the fact that it's Rishus or not.
So then you should never be. So you should always be chayav for Nezikin, because you're responsible. Because Hashem made it this way. And you can't learn Baba Kama. I don't know. I think Rabbi Chanan's kash is a bomb kash. What?
No,
we'll get the answers, but we have to. But you say this is Ashkacha that this parak and the Ian parak that we're learning is very connected. But we have to. I just want you to wet your appetite. Mirtzish. Vait. Tashma. So Gemara gives another price. Hichnis shor lechatzar balabai shalor b'shus. A guy was machnis shor to a chatzar balabai shalor b'shus, and this was the case of Nezek. Karen. Ubashor mimakar achar v'nogcho. And another shor came and gored him, a third party. Potter. Vim hichnis b'shus chayef. But if he was machnis b'shus, so then chayef. So Gemara again wants to know, who's chayef and who's potter? Who are your people over here? Man potter man chayef. Lav potter bala chotzer v'chayev bala chotzer. Isn't it a case of what? Chayev, if it was Bershus, the bala chotzer is chayev. And then what will that tell me, Rabbi Yisai? How will that be poshut? What's our original suffix, Rabbi Yisai? How did the Gemara start? Always got to go back to what was the original question. Why am I talking about this chakira?
How much
shmira you accepted? Did you accept even from external factors or only from internal factors? Nitrisa la alma or nitrisa didei? So therefore, if it's balachot, so then what? You see, I even goes makabel shmira from a balashor from a shore, an external factor. So Gemara says, no, you have no raya. Why? Iyachi mai bershus umai shalei bershus. Can't be, because if it's balachotzer, what's the reshus or shalei bershus? Ika. Amri Hamani Rabbi Tarfa. No, this Bryce is Rabbi Tarfa. Well, what do you mean? What's Shalom Rishus or what's Rishus, Rabbi Yisai? What's bothering the Gemara, Rabbi Yisai? Why can't it be Rishus Shalom Rishus? If you gored another animal, what's the problem, Rabbi Yisai? What's the problem? Rabbi Yisai, you got to know this. What? Yeah, what's the problem? The Gemara says, what happened over here? Let's talk about it outside. A guy has a chotzer. I was machnis my shor birshus. If I was machnis birshus, so the Gemara says now that someone's chayev. So the Gemara suggests who's the chayev and who's the potter, depending on birshus or shalei birshus, the balachotzer. So the Gemara is suggesting right now. Says the Gemara that can't be, because if it's the balachotzer, why should it make a difference whether or not there was rishus or shalei birshus? And what's the case for both sides? Who got damaged? The shore by what?
Karen.
By another shore of Karen. So why should Rishus and not Rishus make no difference, Rabbi Yisai? Because what? Because there's no difference what? Between Rishus HaRab and Rishus HaYachid when it comes to what?
Karen.
That's the Nekudah of the Gemara. If it's talking about Balachotzer, why should Rishus and Loi Rishus make a difference? Bishlomo by Shein, it makes a difference. It becomes Rishus HaNizak or Rishus HaRabin. But Rabbi Yisai, Karen is one of the unique others that's what? That doesn't have a distinction between what and what. So the Gemara says, my brishus, my shalei brishus. That's not a gupshat. For the Gemara, says the Gemara, no, there is a gupshat. Because according to some opinions, there is a distinction between Rosh Hashayach and Rosh Hashayach. Where's this Gemara, Rabbi Yisai? Where's Rabbi Tarfin introducing the Gemara Baba Kama?
The end of the first paragraph, the beginning.
No, yeah, second, Chav Dalet. Chavdalet. It's earlier. It's quoted earlier, but the main Mishnah is on Chavdalet. Chav Gimel and Beis Chavdalet. By Dayo. Dayo love him and Adin Leos Kanida. Dayo love him and Adin Leos Kanida. The din of limiting a Kalva Chaymer, that you can't make the Kalva Chaymer, that the Dabra Nilmud is going to be more Chomer than the Malamid. And that's Rabbi Tarfin Shita. The Amr Mishuna, Karen Bechatzer Anizik Nezek Shalim, Mishalim Bershushav. Karen Bechutzer and Nizik Mishal and Nezek Shalim Shalob Rishushavya. Again, Rabbi Tarfani, the Amr Mishuna Karen Bechutzer and Nizik Nezek Shalim Mishalim Rishus Havila Karen Bechutzer and Nizik Mishal and Nezek Shalim Shalob Rishus Havila Karen Rishus Rabbin Lo Mishal and Elchatzin Nezek. What's Rabbi Tarfani's Shita, Rabbi Isai? When it's Chutzer and Nizik Karen, Rabbi Isai, how much do you have to pay? According to Rabbi Tarfon, not according to Chachamim. You have to pay what? Nezek Shalim. Why do you have to pay Nezek Shalim, Rabbi Isai? Because of a Kal V'Chomer from learning out from Shane and Regal that have to pay Nezek Shalim in Rishus HaYachid. Right? Rabbi Tarfon says, Madach what? I think his Kal V'Chomer is like this. Madach Karen, that's Chayiv in Rishus HaRabim. Rishus HaYachid. Right? Madach Karen, that's Chayiv, also Rosh Hashanah. Shane and Regal are not Chayiv and Rosh Hashanah. And Shane and Regal, what? They're Chayiv, Nezek Shalim, Rosh Hashanah. So, Achas Kama and Kama, that what? Kal V'Chomer, that what? That Karen, Bechotzer Anizak, Rosh Hashanah, should pay what? Full damage, even a Tam, Nezek Shalim, and not Chatzin Nezek. That's Rabbi Tarfon Shita. That Bechotzer Anizak, you have to pay Nezek Shalim from a Kal V'Chomer, from Shane and Regal, from Karen. Good? What do Rabbanan respond to Rabbi Tarfon? Daya. No. If Karen is part of the Limud, so if Karen is only Chatzin Nezek, Daya Lovin Adin Lios Kanidna. It can't be more than Chatzin Nezek or Rishus Anizak. But in Svar, the Kal V'Chomer makes sense of Rabbi Tarfon. So says the Gemara, this Brisa that made a difference in Rishus and Shalayb Rishus, Legabe, the Negicha of Karen, is true according to Rabbi Tarfon. Because if it's Birshus, then what? Then it becomes Chotzer Ha Nizak. Karen to Chotzer Ha Nizak, according to Rabbi Tarfon, has what? Has the din of Nezek Shalim. But if it's Shalai Birshus, so then it's tantamount to what? To Rishus HaRabim. So even there, Rabbi Tarfon's going to agree that Karen's only going to be Chayav Chatzin Nezek. So now we understand that even by Karen, there's an afkamina of Birshus Shalai Birshus, of whether or not it's Nezek Shalim or Chatzin Nezek. Yeah, Shaina.
How does Dayo work? Is it kind of like a Hekesh?
No. Dayo is a limitation on the Kal V'Chomer. Vayta. So what
was the answer to the first question?
That's the answer. It's according to Rabbi Tarfon. So there's a distinction of Shurus, Rishus, and Lord Rishus. Oh, what's the Maskana? Gemara leaves off in a Safi. Gemara leaves off in a Safi. You have to look at the Rishayim, how they paskin. Gemara thought it had two rise, and the Gemara was madcha, both rise. Sounds like an intimate by the Loivshta. Was the Rush paskin? Let's look quickly to the Rush to just get an answer. And Chesem and Aleph. So it leaves off in Akasha. So what's the din? Hilchachim nichnas shor me alma vihizikol lo mafkinu mi balachotzer inami nuch. Yeah, so it's, you can't make the balachotzer pay because it's a suffix. Motzi mechaver varaya. Yeah. So, usually that's true. You can't totally be someich on that. You really have to look it up. But that is telling you where the halacha is. But if you have to very quickly try to figure it out, a lot of times if there's a machloikis in the Gemara, so then you're and you'll know quickly that that's the way the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch baskets. Not necessarily the opinion of all Rishonim. And sometimes you won't be able to rely on that. And you have to say, there might be caveats, and that's what a lot of times shir is. How could the Rambam pass like this, but he also passed it like this? So it's not exactly what the Gemara presents, but if you want a blitz, hachrav, how do we paskin? Usually it could be something like that. Yeah.
Looking at the Gemara's question, it's first implying the fact that he took upon himself to guard the animal, but if he gave him a shush, and now wants to go even a step further.
How much guard his animal? How much? That's what the Gemara wants to know.
Whether even this is my whole bit, whether he even took it upon himself to guard the animal. No,
that's machlokes tanoim. But right. The Gemara is asking within the tanoim. No, within the tanoim that Kabbalah works, or even according to Rebbe, that's what the Rush said. Even according to Rebbe, that says if you explicitly accept it, then it's a good shmirah. Whatever the situation is, however you fill in the blanks. There is a situation that Shmira, you're Chayav Shmira. So now the Gemara is, what type of Shmira is that? From what? Clarify. So that's fine. Either the suffix in the Rabbanan, or even according to Rebbe, when you specifically said, I'm a Makabal Shmira. You're a Makabal Shmira from what? That's the Gemara doesn't know. Bye to guys. Givaldik, brand new sugya. Hahi itsa da osala maif. What did she come up? A woman that came up to what? La maifsa. What's bake? Well, what baked? Thank you. Bahu Besa, and she came into a house. Osa Barcha Demare, a goat of the master of the house. Demare de Besa, and what? Achla Lelisha. What did he eat? Lelisha. What's the Lisha, Rabbi Isai? How do you know? From Parshas what? Parshas Vayera, Lushi Vasiugos. Should be Lush. Right? Malacha and Shabbos. Malacha Slisha. Right? Right? When do you chayiv and chala, Rabbi Yisai? Misha Slisha ve'eluch. It's when you have to be mafresh chala. Right? Otherwise, if you're not mafresh chala, from cakes, cookies, bread, it's treif. Treif food. So if you don't know those halachos, Rabbi Yisai, you got to learn them. Hafrashas chala is a chiyuv when you're baking a certain amount of chala, cookies, and cake. I'm sure I'm going to get a lot of questions after this year. Givaldi, that's what it's for. Chavil umes. What happened?
He got sick and died.
He got sick and died. Didn't watch. Someone came over to my house, a Talmud came over to my house, Matzah Shabbos after you all left. I was asking him to eat some of the leftovers. He said, Mamish, I ate so much of Shabbos, if I eat more, I'm going to get sick and die. Chai ve'rova l'shlume d'mei barcha. And Rava was mechayiv her to pay the amount of the barcha. So who's this akasha on, Rabbi Yisai? No, who's this akasha? What Karen is going on here? Thank you. Try to make good points. Who's this akasha on?
Who's the
stranger? What? What? No. Havalei Lotocha, Rav. Havalei Lotocha. Lema pligi adarav. Right, Isaac? Right.
Right.
Thanks. Havle shloi toichal. Amrei hachi ashta. Hossam shalei bershus lo kibo liv natrinusa. Hacha bershus kibo lo natrinusa. What's happened over here, everybody say? Hacha bershus kabel and itzrisa Rashi the behemta. She's mekabel shmira on his behema when she's gonna bake in his oven her stuff. The time of the rav alav mishum the kasaver demanda al bershus kabel of nitrinusa the behemas valachatzer. Da yu de shanolei klu rabbanon vuki de balak teres ki al bershus lo kabel of nitrinusa valachka the first time of lekamei de lameifa boitz nuyusa v'stalkom arusa de chatzer gemara. So again, Rabbi Rashi is giving you a little bit of headlights for what's about to go on in the Gemara, But this should bother all of you guys. What's the Gemara saying? Since she came into the Rishos, she's Mekabel Rishos, she's Mekabel Shmira on everything that's existing in the Bala Chatzer's Chatzer, and therefore if the animal dies by eating my stuff, she was Mekabel Shmira. Ask the Gemara. The Gemara said the opposite on the Gemara before we started from last week. The Gemara says if a Bala Keder comes in, so the Bala Chatzer is Mekabel Rishos, then what? Then he's got to watch his stuff. But you're not Mekabel Rishos to watch everything in the Bala Chatzer's stuff, that they should, if once you give me Rishos, that I should be Mekabel Shmira. He was Mekabel Shmira. I wasn't Mekabel Shmira. So why is the Gemara suggesting that when this lady has Rishos, she now what? Is chayef to guard the stuff in the Bala Chatzer stuff. Seems to be a contradiction in Gemara's. Where does Rishos Mechayev, is it Mechayev now the person entering in as well? That seems to contradict the Gemara before. So the Gemara says, no, this is a totally different case. Why is this a totally different case? A fascinating dinner, Rabbi Yisai, connects to some of the shmooze that we had yesterday. Remember to tell Ringelheim what we spoke about yesterday. Rabbi Yisai, a very important Gemara, Halacha L'maisa Gemara. Listen up, you don't want to miss this. Why is this different? Because why? She's baking bread. Implicit in her baking bread, says the Gemara, what? Hachi ashta awesome shalai b'rishus, lo kibol lim nechusa. Hachi b'rishus kibol lim nechusa. Why is it different than the Gemara before? Why is it any different than before? That what? Not only what I just asked you from the Gemara by the Kedar, but also from the Gemara that we just learned. When she comes in with Rishus, to what? To be Teichen her Chitin. And what happens? And the animal, what happens? But if it's Vershus, then what? Then she's Potter if the animal got damaged. Why? Says the Gemara, listen carefully. Meaning there's no Kabbalah Shmira by the fact that she has Vershus to make sure that the Balabais' animals should stay away from my stuff. Amri litchon chitin, kaven de loy boy tsmiusa midi, loy boy misalke marusa, de chotzer nafshayo valedi de ramina trusa. Avala mefa kaven de boy hitsmiusa, marusa de chotzer misalke nafshayo, helkoch alo di da ramina trusa. What in the world did that just mean? Says the Gemara, there's a difference between, Isaac, you want to listen to this. You're going to want to listen, I promise you. There's a difference between baking bread and grinding wheat. Grinding wheat does not need anyone to remove themselves from the area and cause it to be private. But when you bake bread, what do you do, Rabbi Yisai? Says Rashi, Megale Zeroseva. She has to reveal her arms. What does Rashi say? Don't forget this Rashi, Rabbi Yisai. This Rashi is halacha l'maisa. This is where the psak l'halacha of Hilchos Tznius, what we were speaking about yesterday, comes from. Shemegalez Roseh, she has to show her arms. So once she has to show her arms, so implicit in you coming into my property to bake bread means the Bala Chotzer is going to leave you alone. So in that case, when you're getting Rishus to coming in, you're also going to be mekabel yourself that you're going to guard that area, that nothing happens to my stuff that I can't be there to guard. Because you have to be tznius, and I have to be removed from that area. So your rishus is much more powerful, and you have a much more capacity of a bailam on that area when I'm going to be totally removed from that area for rishus, for allowing you to bake bread. Chitim, you don't have to polish up your sleeves as much. You put it in the grinder and you let it go, and that's the difference. Tznius, Rabbi Yisai. Knowing how much you have to cover for tznius, where is it learned out from, Rabbi Yisai? The Marba Bava Kama Tuk Tzapar. Kol HaTorah.